Well, it's a great pleasure to be here today with Victor Sorokin, and we very much appreciate your coming and giving us an interview. Thank you.
Thank you for the invitation.
Oh, my pleasure. There is one question we are asking everyone, which is, how did you get into the area of speech?
I graduated Moscow Aviation Institute. And my primary interest was to make a robot would be able to repair space apparatus using voice commands.
In what year?
1963. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And since that, I'm engaged in speech research. Very soon I understood that engineering approach doesn't work, and contrary to the general opinion that the problem will be solved in 2, 3, 5 years, I didn't believe that, and I started to study how we speak. What the processes are involved in speech production. There are aerodynamical processes, very important for vocal source and turbulent source and pulse source excitation. And there are mechanical processes, articulatory organ movements, and their control. And of course, there are acoustical processes. This is the low-level processes, without understanding of which I didn't believe that we will be able to do anything, speech recognition or speech synthesis, anything. So I spent many years making purely physiological experiments with X-ray, cinema radiographic and X-ray microbeam systems, and special system for articulatory organ movements and EMG, passive and active measurements. Together with Thomas Gay from the University of Connecticut, we made first and possibly unique experiment with the external stimulation of muscle, and this allowed me to construct and verify mathematical models of speech production at each level, but perhaps articulatory control system, the access to which is very difficult. But my engineering experience in the theory of automatic control helped me to make some hypotheses and create some mathematical models which were verified later on.